Religious services across the country have been dedicated to those who lost their lives in the terrorist attacks. At St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City, there was a mass last night for the victims of the attacks and those trying to rescue them. Catholic and non-Catholic New Yorkers flocked to the Fifth Avenue landmark. NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
St. Patrick's Cathedral is a special place in New York, the seat of an archdiocese containing about 2.5 million Catholics. So when Cardinal Edward Egan announced a special mass of supplication, people started lining up long before the 5:30 p.m. service.
How long have you been waiting?
Since 12 o'clock.
Since 12 o'clock?
Yeah.
Why was it so important to you to get in here?
Well, it's important, you know, to pay your respects, you know, and keep everybody in your prayers.
Greg Packer was holding one of the tragically ubiquitous missing posters families have made up for loved ones who were in the World Trade Center. Packer asked for help finding the smiling young woman on the poster. But it turns out he never even met her.
Actually, this is her husband's looking for this beautiful young lady. Jennifer Halley, also known as Jennifer Dorsey. 5 feet 9 inches, 213 pounds, and 5 months pregnant.
Packer adopted Jennifer's cause when he met her husband a few days ago. And he came to St. Patrick's to pray for her, even though he's not Catholic either.
Jewish. St. Pat's is open to all faiths, and, you know, it's an opportunity to come.
Packer was one of the first in a line that eventually stretched all the way around two city blocks. Also waiting was Monica Eichen, who clutched a picture of her husband, Michael, also missing at the World Trade Center.
They need to keep on digging and get in there, because I believe that some people are trapped in the sub-basements. So I'm very hopeful, and that's why I'm here, to say the prayers and, you know, have God watch over him, whether he's here or not.
Only about 4,000 people could be squeezed into St. Patrick's. Thousands more listened to loudspeakers out on Fifth Avenue. Inside, before an audience that included UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, Cardinal Egan gave a short but moving homily. He paid tribute to all the rescuers who he said had converged from all over the country at one terrible place.
The World Trade Center site, in what we have come to call Ground Zero, but which I call Ground Hero.
Cardinal Egan also cautioned against targeting any particular groups for accusation or abuse, but mostly he gave thanks for a community he said had never been more courageous or more noble.
I want to give us all an opportunity to thank our president for coming to see us, and for our governor and our mayor for being with us at every step along the way.
At that, New York Governor George Pataki and Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, two one-time political rivals, embraced each other, and the crowd cheered even louder. Giuliani, in particular, has enchanted this city with his strong leadership through the crisis. As the mass ended, most worshippers left carrying single pink roses. "Mass really does make me feel a little better," said one woman. She plans to go a lot in the coming weeks. Andy Bowers, NPR News, New York.